Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Tes and parak Aleph Mishnah Yod. We continue discussing the various halachos of building a sukkah. The Mishnah here in parak Aleph Mishnah Tes is going to teach us the halachos regarding a wall of a sukkah that either does not reach the ground or does not reach the schach. Says the Mishnah HaMishal Shel Defanos Milamalo Lemata, in the case of one who extends the walls downward from the top of the sukkah toward the bottom, meaning the wall is suspended from the top of the sukkah and does not reach the ground, says the Mishnah Im Gavoha Min Haaretz Shlosha Tzvachim Psula, the halacha is that if the bottom of the wall is three tzvachim or more above the ground, then the entire sukkah is going to be puzzle. And the reason for this, the Bar Tanura explains, is because animals the size of young goats can easily pass under it, and a wall that is unable to keep out such animals is not considered a wall at all. Continues the Mishnah Milamata Limala, in the opposite situation where one builds a wall from the bottom of the sukkah toward the top, meaning it goes up but doesn't totally reach the schach, im gavah min ha'aretz asara tfachim kishera. The halacha is that if the top of the wall is 10 tfachim above the ground, then it is kosher, it is a valid sukkah, the wall is valid, because we view the wall as though it extends all the way to the schach. As the Bar Tanur points out, it does not matter how far the top of the wall is from the schach, that if a wall is 10 tefachim high, which is the minimum for a wall, we can treat it as though it were much higher. This is the concept of good asuk mechitzasa, that as long as there's which literally means pull and raise up the wall, that as long as at the end of the day it's 10 tefachim high, then it would be a valid wall, then it would be valid mechitza. Rav Yossi, however, disagrees with this, says the Mishnah. Rav Yossi says, Kishem shem lamata lamala asara tefachim, just as a wall built from the bottom toward the top is valid, provided that it is 10 tefachim high, kach milamala lamata asara tefachim, so to a wall built from the top downward is also going to be valid as long as the wall is 10 tzvachim high. That according to Rabbi Yossi, even if the bottom of the wall is far from the ground, it is still kosher because we view the wall as though it extends all the way to the ground. Rabbi Yossi here, as the Ritzo points out, explains the opposite rule, good achis mechitzasa, that basically a 10 tzvachim high wall can be regarded as extending all the way downward, which was again only applied in the previous case to it being extended upward. Now, having discussed the halachas of a vertical gap in a sukkah wall, the Mishnah is now going to discuss a horizontal gap in the schach. Says the Mishnah, Hirchuk es hasikuch min hadefano shlosh tzvachim psula, that if one distanced the schach three tzvachim from one of the walls, leaving a strip of empty space that is three tzvachim wide between the schach and the wall, the sukkah is going to be pasul. This is because the gap separates the wall from the sukkah, so that the wall is no longer considered to be part of the actual sukkah. Continuing now with Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud. Now the previous Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes, discussed the situation where there is a wall that is horizontally separated from the schach by empty space. The Mishnah is now going to deal with a horizontal gap that is not empty, but is filled with materials that are puzzled, that are not valid materials to be used as part of schach. And the Mishnah is going to give us three examples of that. Says the Mishnah, Bayis Shenifras, if the roof of a house partially collapsed so that there is a hole in the middle of the roof, but the sides of the roof next to the walls are intact, Vesike Chalgabov, and one placed schach over the hole, Im Yesh Min HaKosel, Lasikuch Arba Amos Psula, the halacha is that if there is a distance of 4 amos from the walls to the schach, then it is going to be a pasul, invalid sukkah. And the reason for this is because the intact parts of the roof, which are unfit for schach, separate the walls from the schach, therefore leaving the sukkah without valid walls. Second example of our Mishnah, v'chein chotzer shimu kefes ach sadra. Similarly, in a situation where a person puts schach over the open part of a courtyard that is surrounded by a roofed porch. And again, there are diagrams in the Mishnah that can hopefully help us understand this in a greater way. The sukkah, therefore formed, is not going to be valid if there is a distance of 4 amos from the walls to the schach. One final example says the Mishnah, Sukkah Gedola Sheikifua Bedavar Shein Mesach Kin Bo. If the schach of a large sukkah is surrounded by material that may not be used as schach, Im Yesh Tachtav Arba Amos Psula. The halacha is that if there is a distance of 4 amos beneath the invalid schach, then the sukkah is going to be, valid. Now, all the Mishnah's cases, the Bartanura points out, are invalid. There are situations where you have invalid schach that is at the side of the sukkah. Now, if a strip of invalid schach runs through the middle of the sukkah, meaning more than 4 amos from the walls, where the principle, the concept of dofen akuma, bent wall, does not apply, it would divide the sukkah into two parts. Therefore, if the sukkah is made with 3 walls, each part is invalid because it now has only 2 walls. However, even a strip of invalid schach that runs through the middle of a sukkah does not divide it unless the strip is at least 4 tzvachim wide. Have a great day.